What can you do with a drunken sailor? It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
There's a little slack in the ropes right there. Huh? A little flogging. A time to break out the cat o' nine tails on Michael.
Got a lot going on back here.
Spent his time in the barrel.
Oh, boy. Google it. Oh, so we were talking about sea shanties. It looks like chanties, but it's pronounced shanties.
The name of the ship was the pit to sea. The name of the ship was a belly of tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down or below my belly.
This is the good part right here.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
God, wrong key, Sean.
I have no idea about keys, chords, harmonies. I don't know. I try, though. I try.
It's been so long since I've seen a girl. You're starting to look pretty good to me.
Yar. Tis true. I guess that's the trend on TikTok, is people recording sea shanties and then singing harmonies to them.
Of course it is.
Hey, it's the thing that's getting traction these 48 hours on the internet. It will change in 36 hours.
COVID, you know, people are bored, I guess. But, I like that. That was a groovy song. I've never heard that one before, and it occurred to me. I've only heard, like, a couple of sea shanties, and I wonder if you're, like, an old-timey sailor or a sea shanty fan. You hear, what can you do with a drunken sailor? And it's like when I hear Stairway to Heaven, I'm thinking, oh, God. Come on now. And the whoever says, oh, my God, I love that song. The grizzled old sailors are thinking, you're an idiot. This sea shanty is so overplayed.
So that song is called Wellerman. It's a New Zealand folk song that dates back to the mid-19th century with no discernible author.
That kind of song, is that primarily what it is, sea shanty? That kind of...
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, that style of music.
You hear it every now and then. Like Ed Sheeran's got one on his latest album, that style of song. And it's cool. It's about meeting a girl and whatever, but it sounds just like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've heard that song.
It seems to have some parallel with like Irish drinking songs, but I don't know if those originated on ships in the first place. Who knows?
Irish drinking songs, but you repeat yourself.
I guess.
Wow, that's just flat bigotry right there.
Canceled.
Yeah, you're canceled. Get off the podcast. Racist.
Walk the plank.
Got this note from Frank.
It would have been miserable. What? Miserable in the best of circumstances to be on a boat for months at a time back in the old-timey days. The 1600s,
a hell of a lot harder and less comfortable work than almost anybody on the planet does right now. No, that's not true. Anybody in the Western world does right now.
I can't even imagine months at a time on one of those ships. In the 1600s, 1700s, whatever, it would just have been awful. Yeah.
Mike Rowe ought to do that as a dirty job, huh? They'd be loving him dusk till dawn.
Imagine one of the first people to see like a giant sea squid and going back to your little village and trying to tell people what you saw and not sound like an insane person.
Right. And or, you know, maybe exaggerate just a little bit and they exaggerate just a little bit. And that's how you end up with tales of sea monsters and horrifying beasts at the edge of the globe.
Oh, God, you'd be cold, wet, and dirty the entire time.
Seasick.
Oh, my God.
How often do you get to shower on this ship, Captain? You know, it's 1740.
I'm tired.
How often do you what now?
I'm tired of eating the same thing every day.
And I have scurvy.
Can we mix it up a little?
When do we have the boat drinks?
Yar, we're eating fish.
This wasn't on the brochure.
And when do the girls come out? Yeah, I got bad news for you.
Yeah, they didn't make it. Sorry. Yeah, there's a problem with the gangplank, and it's all dudes again this voyage. That's what you told us last time. So alert listener Frank sent this link along. There's a movie called Fisherman's Friends. It's a 2019 British rom-com. The film is based on the true story. Of course, based on the true story can mean a lot of things.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's a near literal retelling. It's 50-50 true. Or they found out the basic premise of something, then wrote a story. But the film is based on a true story about Port Isaac's Fisherman's Friends, a group of Cornish fishermen who were signed by Universal Records and achieved a top 10 hit with their debut album of traditional sea shanties.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
What year did that happen?
The movie?
The original.
I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know. The movie came out in 2019, but it doesn't give the timetable.
Yeah, you've ruined that premise for years for me, the whole based on a true story, because that's the way Texas Chainsaw Massacre starts or ends, one of the two, based on a true story. And you're saying that's not that true?
Yeah, remember it was the guy who was the big guy in Texas Chainsaw Massacre who said, guys, soon as the movie starts, it's an act of fiction. Or a work of fiction, including the words, this story happened. That part is fiction.
There's no law
that's allowed.
There's no law that says if the first page of my book says this story is true, that it's true.
No, the TV show Fargo plays a little fast and loose with that, where the initial one was trying to keep the same tone of the Coen brothers movie, which was, I believe, based on a true story. But the rest of their stuff, they're spun mm-hmm. out a whole cloth. They just say that at the beginning of each episode to give it that feel.
Gotcha.
Huh. Sure. Which, again, is allowed. Back to your question, Jack. I did a little clicking around. The Fisherman's Friends got their deal with Universal Music in 2010. They'd been performing locally since 1995.
Okay, I'll check that out. It's probably on one of your streaming services.
Yeah, essentially an a cappella group, but they now include traditional simple instrumentation. The Fisherman's Friends.
Okay.
Check it out, folks.
I'm not kidding. I'm going on a sea shanty binge for the rest of the day. I don't know. That put a little tap in my toe today. That felt good.
Your lack of haircuts and everything like that, you could kind of pull off that whole I just got off a boat look if you wanted to.
It's a little, you got to be greasier, though, and pull it back like into a ponytail.
Maybe get an eye patch.
And you got way too many teeth. I mean, like,
that's true.
Way too many.
God, what was I watching the other night where it was kind of an older documentary and everybody's teeth looked so terrible compared to today? I remember what it was. But no, it wasn't that long ago. It was like interviewing older people in the 70s and stuff like that. Their teeth were horrifying compared to now what it is. You know, anybody that's on TV now, you get the perfect teeth. But...
Well, horrifying, that's a strong word. No, I mean they have 3-inch long fangs?
It was hard.
Because that would be horrifying.
It was pretty hard to look at. They were just so brown to gray. And
gnarled.
I've become accustomed to everything being perfect all the time. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you put braces on all your kids?
I think both of the girls, quote unquote, needed them.
Did they actually need them or just by modern standards?
What the hell do I know? I really like my dentist. He's a great guy. I've never even in the slightest thought he was trying to upsell us or anything like that. And he recommended it pretty strongly, and we went to see the orthodontist. But is it 20% a scam, half a scam, 10%? I don't know.
Well, I have a feeling that my kids will get braces like most of their friends have or going to also, just because everybody feels like they got to have perfect teeth all the time. It's really expensive. But
probably more so now than ever in the whole selfie projecting your own brand out there sort of
world. Well, it made me realize watching the show, now I'm to the point where if I see normal teeth, I'm horrified. Normal teeth, like this is what teeth are supposed to look like. I see them on TV and it's like, oh, look how gray those teeth are.
Well, and
it's
you
weird.
Don't want to be party to something if it's unhealthy, but if, you know, your kid grows up and they go to take a job, apply for a job, and they got summer teeth and that puts off the hiring person. Then
well, you
that's
have normal
bad.
Teeth. Teeth don't grow normally, perfectly straight. Nobody's
no.
do.
Nope.
But do I want to miss out on any enjoyment in life because I took a stand for crooked teeth? I mean,
right. It's a hell of a cause.
It's a heck of a hill to die on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
True story. Grandma, when I was 4 years old, she said she could do a magic trick, then she pulled out her teeth. I was 4. I was freaked out.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess that's it.
Did you scream, or what did you do?
Yeah, I think I did. I think I cried.
It's like the old joke, I bet you $10 I can bite my eye. Guy plucks out his...
Oh, geez.
Wow.
His glass eye, and he bites it. Then he bets the guy, I tell you what, I'll bet you $100 I can bite my other eye. And the guy tosses him a glass, and the guy catches it. So he realizes, okay, he's not totally blind. I'll bet you that $100 he can't bite your other eye. So the guy takes out his false teeth. Bites his eye.
That's pretty funny.
Okay. That's a fine way to make friends, and I hope he bought around.
And you only got to lose an eye and all your teeth to be able to pull that off yourself.
Okay, now that's really it.